this week's Tourism Roundup, we go cycling in the Blue Mountains. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. For more than 22 years, the Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours has been offering an authentic Jamaican experience to tourists and locals alike. For nature lovers who want to experience Jamaica in a new and exciting way, there's a downhill riding tour, a truly delightful bicycle trip down the mountainsides and rolling hills of the Blue Mountains.
For people who want to move outside of the norm, people want to see authentic Jamaica, people want to experience the real life in the countryside.
Marketing Director at Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours, Orlando Dawkins. For the more adventurous, you can take on the challenge of the Cuyaba Tour.
That's the tour that we have for people that are interested in a challenge, because it says the ultimate Cuyaba challenge. The Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours is all downhill. Cuyaba is up and downhill. The ride is shorter and there's a waterfall. Also, you get to hang out in the most beautiful gardens in Honduras.
The tours start at $65, but as part of the Jamaica Tourist Board JTB-led Experience Jamaica campaign for 2014, locals will get a 30% discount off the rates.
For that small contribution, you get transportation from a pickup point, 2 meals included, all the equipment you use, all the Wi-Fi you could use to stay current, and then we take you back to where we picked you up from.
There are currently 4 pickup points: Kingston, Montego Bay, Otarius, and Trelawney. So let's say you get picked up in Trelawney. What happens next?
Once you get to the Blue Mountain Bicycle, we offer you a meal because of the journey. We give you breakfast, but by that time it's brunch. After brunch, we take you to about 5,500 feet above sea level, where we begin our descent. On your descent from 5,000 feet, we stop in a protected forest. You will be exposed to farmers going to work, school children going to school, people up and about their daily activities. You're riding, you're interacting, you're engulfed in the breathtaking views. You're being toured by a tour guide who is a professional who explains as you go along what you see and what is happening with you.
And that's just part one of the tour.
Once you're done with that ride, you get back to our restaurant area. And I know you'll be a little bit thirsty, and I know you'll probably be hungry again, so give you lunch. All the coffee you can drink, you get to do some shopping in our gift shop. We get back on our bikes and we begin the second part of the tour. On this second part, you get to go into the coffee plantation. The rider don't want to take away anything else from it. Mm-hmm. We take you to a most picturesque waterfall. You get an opportunity to swim in the river. The tour continues along its way and takes you back to where we picked you up.
For the technologically savvy who want to share this authentic Jamaican experience with the world via social media, the Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours will make it easy.
Unique to Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours is that we have Wi-Fi on the buses. You get an opportunity to tweet your pictures. You get an opportunity to Instagram your pictures, put them on Facebook as you go along. Be the envy of your office, be the envy of your friends that you left abroad to come to Jamaica.
With a 30% discount being offered under the JTB spearheaded Experience Jamaica campaign, locals have already been making arrangements to take advantage of the offer.
The locals have been loving it. We have been getting a lot of calls from teachers, especially for Teachers Day. We've been getting a lot of calls from corporate Jamaica. They want to come, they want to experience it.
Marketing Director at the Blue Mountain Bicycle Tours, Orlando Dawkins. The Experience Jamaica campaign was introduced by the Jamaica Tourist Board, the JTB, in 2009 to inspire Jamaicans to vacation at home. We love Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica feature, we look at public notices related to traveling outside of the island. Some Jamaicans travel overseas so frequently that they are in local terms said to take plane like taxi. However, in the earlier days, it was not so easy to leave Jamaica because the law required that no one could leave the island without first publicly advertising his or her intentions 3 weeks in advance. This was mainly to protect creditors from people, even captains of ships, who refused to pay and then skip the country. And that wraps up this week's program. I'm Camilla Guthrie inviting you to join me again next week. Until then, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.